This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to the special podcast, D Street Talk on Markets, powered by Money Control. Well, today I have with me a very special guest, Ravindra Rao, VP, Head Commodity Research at Kotak Securities. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Rao.
Thank you, Shitesh. Thank you for having me on this podcast.
Mr. Rao, the first question I wanted to put it across to you is that gold has in fact reversed the trend after touching $1,700 an ounce, while for the Indian markets we saw a reversal of around about 44,000 per 10 grams. So what is leading to a reversal in gold prices, and is it margin funding or investors are taking out money from every asset class that is happening?
Well, you're right, Shitesh. If you see the gold momentum after touching $1,700, we have seen the gold moving lower. That is mainly because we have seen a sell-off in all the asset classes. And gold was the outperformer if you compare it with the equities or bonds. It has given around 14-15% return this year before this fall. So what investors have done is they have removed money from gold just to take a profit because of this uncertainty of the virus outbreak. I think that is the sell-off is mainly because of a profit booking. It can also be because they were losing money on other asset classes, and because of the margin call, gold was sold off. But looking at the huge stimulus that is coming from the global economy,
I think
gold prices could reverse any time. But yes, the current reversal is mainly because of profit taking, and also investors are comfortable sitting on cash rather than any other asset.
Okay. Well, in fact, as you rightly said that, it is probably the right time to buy. And just to add to this question, just to add to this viewpoint, so what is your outlook for gold for 2020? I mean, do you think that investors should actually use this fall to build onto positions? Although, yes, we've come down from $1,700 an ounce in the international spot market to what, $1,400 an ounce?
Shitesh, I think it is very dangerous to time the market, whether it be equities, whether it be commodities, any asset class.
Right.
Because the current scenario is very scary. If you look at the sharp sell-off in all the asset classes, if we say that, gold might not go to 1350 from here and we have to start accumulating from here on, that will not be correct. Neither it will be correct saying that we might see a further fall in gold, so we should wait. So what I would suggest is the best way to invest in gold is, or I think in any asset class, maybe equities or other asset classes, I think staggered buying is the mantra, because gold is currently at around $1,450, $1,470,
right,
which is almost $250 lower from the highs.
Yeah.
Equities are at a lower level. So I think this is the ideal level to go long. But I would suggest to take some caution and better to accumulate part by part rather than putting entire money at once. Gold, again, I would say that the stimulus that central bankers are pumping in, I think it can be inflationary going ahead, in the first half or, say, later in the year.
Right. Well, staggered buying is the mantra. The last question probably I wanted to put across to you is that tracking the rally in gold in 2020, how much should one allot to his or her portfolio?
It has actually already, it has gone up to 10-15%. Earlier, before 2018, if you ask any of the portfolio manager, they will recommend that only 5% should be the ideal cut in your portfolio for gold.
Yeah.
But looking at the scenario that has shaped up last year, we talk about the trade war, and this year, the major virus outbreak, which has impacted the global economy tremendously. I think anywhere between 10-15% should be ideal for gold to be in the portfolio. It can even be 20%, but to be on the slightly conservative side, I think 10-15% would be a good chunk in the portfolio.
Right. Well, 10-15% is the right allocation for your portfolio. Thank you, Mr. Rao, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. Well, thank you, Mr. Rao, for your time.
Welcome, Shitesh.